Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through scripture every day. And we are certainly making our way through the Psalms, and today I'm reading from Psalm 75 in the Christian Standard Bible. And this is a song of Asaph, and this is what it says. We give thanks to you, God. We give thanks to you, for your name is near. People tell all about your wondrous works. When I choose a time, I will judge fairly. When the earth and all its inhabitants shake, I am the one who steadies its pillars. I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Do not lift up your horn against heaven or speak arrogantly. Exaltation does not come from the east, the west, or the desert, for God is the judge. He brings down one and exalts another, for there is a cup in the Lord's hands, full of wine blended with spices, and he pours from it. All the wicked of the earth will drink, draining it to the dregs. As for me, I will tell about him forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob. I will cut off all the horns of the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we hear a bit of your voice in this psalm, this idea of God as judge, that you see the boastful, that you see the arrogant, you see the puffed up, you see the prideful. You see the ones who dare to rail against heaven and shake their fist at you. You see it all, Lord, but you also see the humble and the meek and the lowly. You see those who are broken. You see those who are crying out for help, and you see us, Lord. And Lord, first of all, my prayer is that I wouldn't be like the wicked. I pray that we would not today be the one who stiff arms you or who shakes our fists in the air saying, I can do it better. I don't need you, God. Lord, I instead pray that we would have that posture of surrender, a posture of laying down, a posture of saying, you are God and I am not. Lord, you give grace to the humble, but the prideful you know from afar. And that to me is such a difficult statement because I don't want to be known by you from afar. I want to be close. We just read about Psalm 73 and that the nearness of you is our good, Lord. And so we need you near. And Lord, I thank you so much that because this psalm was written, of course, in the Old Testament, but we are living in New Testament time. So we have the nearness of God within us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are walking around with your presence. And so, Lord, if we have quenched your spirit and we haven't heard from you in a while, I pray that today would be a day of reconsidering, a day of understanding where we are and how much we need you. And a day of saying, gosh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I tried to control everything, but it didn't work out. And I'm tired of trying to run my life on my own. I'm just worn out. Lord, I can't resist those temptations anymore. And I've actually given full vent to them. Or perhaps it's that we have run to those addictions that have wooed us and we have just kind of given ourselves over to that. But Lord, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of surrender. Today is the moment that we can say, I'm sick of it all. Please forgive me. Please welcome me back into your presence. Please help me to picture that picture of the prodigal son of coming back contritely and you grabbing a robe and killing a fattened calf and getting a ring and putting it around our finger. Lord, we just choose to return to you. And when we do, there's springs of refreshment that come. Lord, we don't want to be children of wrath. We want to be children of promise. And so today we pray for that. We pray that our relationship with you would shine. We pray that we would be people who worship you, that we would praise your name forever. And that instead of complaining, that complaining would be replaced by gratitude for all that you have done. Instead of always living in the land of lament, which is not a bad place to live, but sometimes we need to shift that lament to praise for all that you have done. And Lord, as I look back on my life, I see, wow, God, you have been so good. You have been so faithful. And I choose to praise you today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm just humbled and grateful that you are listening to the podcast. And if you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. At $10, you get a free painting. At $25, you will receive a secret podcast that nobody else gets. Well, you and the other handful of people who supported that one. And then at $100, I'll add you to my secret prayer list. And I'm so grateful. So thank you for all of you who do that. And thank you all of you who are praying for the podcast. And, you know, particularly, I could just ask for prayer for strength. This is a big endeavor, and attack is associated with it sometimes. And so I just pray, or ask you to pray, for protection and vitality. Thank you so much.